You were talking about love and grace. Can you elaborate that a little more?
So if we have to use an analogy, gravity and grace, let's put them as opposites. Gravity is trying to hold you down. Grace is something that is trying to lift you up. This is only an analogy, because grace cannot be explained that way. If you're released from the physical forces of existence, then grace bursts forth in your life. It is not that grace has to come, you know, always in your calendars and pictures you saw grace is coming as a few rays of light and reaching a particular person. It is not so. As gravity is active, grace is constantly active. It is just that you have to make yourself available to it. With gravity you have no choice, anyway you are available to it. But with grace, you have to make yourself receptive and available to the forces of grace. So all the work, whatever kind of spiritual work you do, whether you do prayer or puja or asana, pranayama or whatever you do, ultimately you are just working towards making yourself available to the force of grace. Because without grace you won't be lifted up. Which way you approach it depends upon what you are exposed to, what kind of a person you are. But whatever you're doing, you're just making yourself fit enough to be available to grace.